Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Melissa Kallross. Along with an increasing number of COVID-19 and flu cases, RSV is spreading through the Bay Area and the state. And that virus, which is particularly dangerous to young children, is putting a strain on some pediatric emergency departments. So we're going to discuss this now with Dr. Jackie Grupp-Phalen, Division Chief and Vice Chair of Pediatric Emergency Medicine at UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital. Dr. Grupp-Phalen, thank you so much for joining us on As Prescribed.
Thank you. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Now, we in the media have been talking a lot about RSV over the past few weeks, even the past couple of months, but many people may be unfamiliar with it. We understand that anyone can contract this virus, but it's more dangerous for children. Why is that?
That's right. RSV is very similar to the common cold, but in younger children, it can be more severe. It seems to attack the lower airways at a more severe rate than other types of respiratory viruses, so it can be a bit more problematic. But it's important to note that most children do very well with RSV with relatively minimal symptoms.
So what can parents do to protect their children if their children are more susceptible to the severe symptoms?
Certainly, if your child is premature and a very young baby, you will be talking to your doctor about potential preventative types of treatments like monoclonal antibody. One of them is named Synagis. But most kids do just fine. It's a matter of making sure that you're minimizing exposure to the viruses, masking when appropriate, making sure that you are keeping track of who is around your kids that might be sick, and overall, hoping that if they do get exposed, that they do relatively well with it.
When you say that most kids do just fine, does that mean that it presents like the common cold in most young children as well?
That's correct. So most children have coughing, a lot of mucus production, and they do relatively well. But there are children that seem to have more problems with the RSV virus. They have wheezing, increased work of breathing. They're not able to drink as well. They become dehydrated, and sometimes their work of breathing can be concerning enough to have to seek care.
And why is it, do we think, it's putting a strain on some pediatric emergency departments this season?
There are a number of combined issues that are ongoing right now. First of all, RSV is surging earlier than it usually does this time of the year. We normally see it in January and February. It's overlapping with COVID and the flu. And the final thing is that we're dealing with unprecedented amount of boarding due to mental illness. So all of these things come together and they intersect with the recent issue with not having enough nurses and just increasing issues related to pediatric beds overall in the state and in the nation, so that we have a much harder time trying to deal with this surge.
Now, let's talk first about, you said a lot there, so let's talk first about the fact that RSV, the cases are increasing earlier. Why do we think that is? Is it because of the way we were living for the past two winters with the pandemic, and now some of these protocols have been relaxed?
Yeah, we think that there are a number of things that are leading to this. One thing would be that we did such a good job keeping ourselves isolated, making sure we were masking, and RSV just didn't have a chance to rear its ugly head over the last 2 years. We had the lowest RSV rates that we've ever had in 2020. But the other thing that I think is probably important is that along with that, young children were not exposed to RSV and other types of respiratory illnesses. Normally, they would have been at this point. So when they're getting it, we feel that due to their waning immunity, they might be having a little bit of a harder time dealing with it. RSV in this time seems to be slightly more severe.
You had mentioned some staffing shortages that hospitals are dealing with right now. How are these facilities handling it?
We are trying to be very creative in how we are surging right now. Benioff Children's Hospital at Mission Bay just put up a surge tent that was up during the time of COVID. But as it turned out, COVID wasn't a big issue for pediatrics. This is our COVID. This is our 2020 pandemic that's happening right now. The tent is up. We're increasing the amount of providers. Many, many people are trying to help us, even from outside of our own expertise, to help us deal with the unprecedented surge. At Oakland, we are increasing the amount of pediatricians that are able to see children, and we are starting to see pediatric patients in different parts of the hospital where we normally don't see them. In addition, we're opening up parts of the hospital that for inpatients that we normally don't use. So everyone across the hospitals are helping to try to deal with this surge.
Can we put this in perspective a little bit? How big generally, and obviously you can't speak for every hospital in the world, but how big generally are pediatric emergency departments? And we talk about this unprecedented surge, but what does that really look like in terms of impact on the hospital resources?
Yeah, that's a good question. So for example, at Mission Bay, a relatively smaller emergency department, we're seeing double the amount of patients that we normally see in a 24-hour period, and they're sicker as well. We are not able to take patients from outside of the UCSF area. We normally try to be a referral center for hospitals around the state that aren't able to deal with really sick kids, and that's true for Oakland as well. So not only the emergency departments, but the ICUs are highly impacted as well. Oakland is seeing high above its normal rates. We are seeing more than we've been seeing since a few years before the pandemic in terms of numbers of patients coming in per day. So it is definitely impacting. In addition, we are having to admit 15% of these kids. So that's a little bit higher than our normal admission rates. So this is impacting the hospital pretty significantly.
The state recently reported the death of a young child, I believe, under the age of 7 with RSV and flu. And I think a lot of times we sort of in the general public forget that flu is a dangerous disease for everybody, of course, and it's a dangerous disease for young children, and we don't want to discount it. Are hospitals seeing an increase in flu cases in kids as well this year? Are you aware?
Yes. So flu is already prevalent. Flu A is particularly prevalent right now. And this is also about the time when we start to see it every year. Unfortunately, every year we see deaths from RSV and flu. It's not unusual. I think the difference this year is that we are testing for all respiratory viruses at a much higher rate than we have for many, many years. So we now understand more about the types of things that might be affecting our kids. And the interesting thing about the story that you just told is that it is not uncommon for kids to have more than one virus. So that can make it a challenge in a different way.
Thank you so much for joining us. We have been speaking with Dr. Jackie Grupp-Phalen, Division Chief and Vice Chair of Pediatric Emergency Medicine at UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Thank you, Melissa. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
And thank you for joining us today on As Prescribed.